This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when I hope, I just hope against hope, we can turn away from some of the extremes on everything that are dividing our country. For instance, on dealing with the coronavirus, there are two different counties with idiot proposals. I mean, just idiot proposals. In one county on the left, a very wealthy county, they've issued an order to parents not to try to educate their kids at home. I mean, really, this is a school system that isn't convening classes. That's outrageous. And then in another part of the country, in a more conservative part of the country, there's a sheriff who is ordering his deputies not to wear masks. And they could be fired if they dare to wear a mask. Are you kidding me? This is weird stuff. There's also the very different reaction to the Kamala Harris selection as vice president, as vice presidential candidate, vice presidential nominee for the Democrats. On the one hand, she's the worst possible pick that Joe Biden could have made. She is dooming his campaign. You're hearing that from some voices on the right. And on the left, of course, choruses of hallelujah, what a perfect person, and Kamala Harris walks on water. Isn't it reasonable to assume that both of these extremes are utterly wrong? What we have is a close and tight campaign. Who says so? Karl Rove. He has a very insightful piece about the state of the campaign. We will get to that. But first, one of the first joint actual issues-based press conferences that wasn't really a press conference, they didn't answer any questions, just occurred moments ago with Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris talking about a new mandatory mask mandate as a national priority. And here is Joe Biden on his plan to get people required to wear masks. Listen.
This is America. Be a patriot. Protect your fellow citizens. Protect your fellow citizens. Step up. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. There's overwhelming evidence that the mask, depending on the type of mask you wear, increases exponentially the prospect that you, if you are a carrier and you don't even know it, that you will not infect anyone when you cough, sneeze, sing, shout. A lot of people are dying. We're up over 160,000 people dead so far. And I'll end by saying that it goes back to the study some months ago by Columbia University, saying that we didn't have to be this way. If the president had acted sooner, would have saved, just 1 week earlier, would have saved 30-some thousand lives. 2 weeks earlier, I think it was 51 or 57,000 lives. I hope we learned a lesson. Hope the president has learned the lesson. But again, this is not about Democrat, Republican, or Independent. It's about saving Americans' lives. So let's institute a mask mandate nationwide, starting immediately, and we will save lives. Yes.
Okay, I don't really understand what is involved here, and maybe they will be releasing more information about the proposal, but a nationwide mask mandate, okay, if he's talking about masks when you go into stores, if he's talking about masks when you go into private places, but if he's talking about masks in your own home, then that's a very different situation. And this is why Ari Fleischer over at Fox, the former press secretary to President Bush, made the comment that this is a problem with the Biden and Harris ticket right now, is they're not opening themselves up to press questions. I mean, President Trump, say what you will about him, he isn't always very effective in his answers to press questions, but he takes those questions all the time in front of his helicopter every day or in the White House or after his press briefing. He wouldn't dream of denying an opportunity to the press to ask him questions. On this one, Biden and Harris got up there and then just walked out without answering the most simple question about the mask mandate that Joe Biden was proposing. You will be shocked to hear that Kamala Harris agreed with the running mate who had just selected her. Listen.
We just witnessed real leadership, which is Joe Biden said that as a nation, we should all be wearing a mask for the next 3 months because it will save lives. And the thing about Joe that the American people know is that his role of leadership in our country has always been about doing what's best for the people of our country, best for their health, their well-being, and for their families. That's what real leadership looks like.
Okay, I do respectfully disagree, Senator. Real leadership looks like maybe taking that same position, but explaining it, coming forward with an actual suggestion. One of the big problems for the Trump campaign, and it's been a big problem for the Trump campaign much more than for the Biden campaign, has been putting forward what a second term is going to look like. And this is a gigantic challenge because if you ask the American people, do we want 4 more years like the 4 years we've just experienced? I think you'd have an overwhelming majority say no. No, we got to do better. We have to do better. And President Trump a couple of weeks ago was talking about coming forward with a new plan on health care, a new plan on immigration reform and doing something about DACA, new plans that could characterize an agenda for his second term. One of the things about President Reagan that made him such a great president was that in his second term, he had phenomenally important achievements. Made gigantic progress toward ending the Cold War, toward winning the Cold War, and he did the most meaningful tax reform in our lifetime. He actually lowered, in his second term, he lowered the top rate, which had already been lowered to 50%, from 50% to 28%. And the economy responded accordingly. And that was the second term. And he had said he was going to do that and undertake it before he did. It's one of the reasons he won 49 states. If President Trump wants to be reelected, we're going to need, and soon, because he has the convention coming up right after the Democratic convention, we're going to need some indication of his second term priorities. And it has to be more than, I'm not Kamala Harris, I'm not Joe Biden. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Look, one of the interesting things about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris walking off stage before they answered questions is nobody got them to answer a question about this pending negotiation that's supposed to be going on. Nancy Pelosi now says, oh, we will only negotiate if the Republicans agree before we start negotiating to come up to $2 trillion off the $1 trillion that Republicans have offered. I mean, this is one of the reasons that if you look at that Gallup poll we discussed yesterday, Congress has absolutely the lowest approval rating of any institution in America. People have more faith in TV news. They have more faith in newspapers. They have more faith in big business than they do in the Congress of the United States. It's precisely because here at a time of real emergency, they've been unable to do something. So, how about Kamala Harris? The worst possible choice for Biden, some people say so, or the best possible choice, ideal? We will get to those extremes and resolve them and more coming up on the MedVet Show. politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Everybody loves him.
Michael Medved.
But I will tell you this, he's very tough.
Thank you, Mr. President. Meanwhile, I do want to thank the president for demonstrating why an incumbent has an advantage. Because an incumbent can always very easily upstage his rival, particularly if he does something that is really, really good and really, really noteworthy. What President Trump did today that I think surprised a lot of people was an announcement from the White House that is actually historic, and it's very important and very constructive in the Middle East. One of the dreams that every American president has had for years, certainly since the Nixon administration, that's a long time ago, has been some kind of sweeping peace deal between Israel and the Arab states. That would be good for Israel, it would be good for America, very much so, and would certainly be good for the Arab world, which has been consumed by internal bickering and warfare and this fixation on eliminating the state of Israel. And that's one of the reasons that it was such a very real achievement for Jimmy Carter, who didn't have a lot of achievements, to actually preside over the initial deal between Israel and Egypt, which has resulted in continued diplomatic relations, mutual recognition, and peace between Israel and the largest, most powerful of Arab countries for all those years. Well, the United Arab Emirates are not among the most powerful Arab countries, but they're among the most civilized, the most forward-looking, and the most prosperous. And today, President Trump actually was able to announce a peace deal from the White House that everybody ought to be pleased about. This is a clip number 11 about the new diplomatic relations and recognition between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. Here's the president.
This is very important. This is a big event, and I want to just congratulate all of the people standing behind me because they have done an incredible job. This is something that hasn't been done in more than 25 years. Just a few moments ago, I hosted a very special call with two friends, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed of the United Arab Emirates, where they agreed to finalize a historical peace agreement. Everybody said this would be impossible. And as you know, Mohammed is one of the great leaders of the Middle East. After 49 years, Israel and the United Arab Emirates will fully normalize their diplomatic relations. They will exchange embassies and ambassadors and begin cooperation across the board and on a broad range of areas, including tourism, education, healthcare, trade, and security.
Okay, this is actually a very, very good piece of news, because the United Arab Emirates may not be one of the great military powers of the Middle East, but it is certainly an economic power, and it is one of America's best friends in the region. Now, President Trump said this about the long-term impact of what is going on. Listen.
This is a truly historic moment, not since the Israel-Jordan peace treaty was signed more than 25 years ago has so much progress been made towards peace in the Middle East. By uniting two of America's closest and most capable partners in the region, something which said could not be done, this deal is a significant step towards building a more peaceful, secure, and prosperous Middle East. Now that the ice has been broken, I expect more Arab and Muslim countries will follow the United Arab Emirates lead, and I want to just thank them for being. It's not surprising, knowing Mohammed so well, it's not surprising they are in that lead position, and normalize relations with Israel. We are already discussing this with other nations, very powerful, very good nations, and people that want to see peace in the Middle East.
Okay, good for the president. And in fact, so good for the president that even over at MSNBC, which I think we can agree is the most hostile of all the anti-Trump television networks, Craig Melvin was the anchor, and he had to acknowledge that this was an important step forward. Listen.
And it would seem as if a diplomatic breakthrough has happened. Israel and the United Arab Emirates
have normalized ties. Let's bring in my colleague, MSNBC anchor Ayman Mohideen, very familiar with that part of the world. Ayman, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong here, this makes the UAE the third Arab country to recognize Israel's existence, the other two being Egypt and Jordan, who of course share a border with Israel. How significant is this announcement from the president?
It is an important day from a symbolic point of view. Israel and the United Arab Emirates have obviously maintained relationships over a whole host of issues over the last couple of years. Those bonds have gotten deeper.
Okay, and part of what this deal involves is the language is the temporary suspension of Israel's plans to annex part of the West Bank. Now, there are a lot of people on the right in Israel who will feel betrayed, because that was part of what Netanyahu campaigned on, was the idea that we're going to annex the Jordan Valley and we're going to annex the big settlement blocks where actually the overwhelming majority of residents are Jewish people and Israelis and would like to be annexed. They're not going to do that. That's in suspension. And the reason that that is so important is, first of all, it reflects the majority opinion in Israel at the moment. And they are having a very real possibility of pushing forward, yes, to yet another election, because they're having a tough time passing a budget in the Israeli Knesset. But this is some of the flexibility that Netanyahu is noted for. And Robert O'Brien, the new national security advisor to the president, he was at the White House today, and he spoke very warmly about his boss, the President of the United States. Listen.
What I have said is the President is often noticed as the greatest deal maker, and he wrote the book The Art of the Deal, and he's considered a great, great deal maker, which he is. But I think history is going to remember the President for being a great peacemaker. He brought peace to Israel and the UAE. His diplomats signed a historic accord in Afghanistan. I want to remind people that we haven't had an American casualty in combat in Afghanistan since February 29th. He used his offices and his pressure to stop Idlib from being overrun in Syria and brought a ceasefire agreement when Turkey had invaded northern Syria.
Okay, this is all very important because it asks what comes next. And part of what could come next, one can only hope, would be that the Palestinians, with a suspension of annexation plans, would agree to come back to the negotiating table. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Israel and the United Arab Emirates agreed to establish a formal diplomatic relationship, a dramatic shift brokered by the United States and President Trump that helped cement Israel's warming ties with the Gulf states. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien saying,
"It's really remarkable, I think, when you step back and take a look at what this president has done on the peace front, and it wouldn't surprise me. It'll take some time in this environment, but it wouldn't surprise me if the president's eventually nominated for a Nobel Prize for today's work is an example."
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Thursday she won't resume coronavirus aid talks with the White House unless they agree to a starting number of $2 trillion, which is double the cost of the Republican proposal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show, talking about the deal that was announced, and it is historic, between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. It was a deal that was negotiated by President Trump, and he announced it. And the White House is saying they may eventually have a signing ceremony at the White House, as Bill Clinton did with the Oslo Accords between the Palestinian Authority and Israel, as President Carter did with the Sinai Accords that were between Israel and Egypt. And all of this, of course, is very controversial in Israel. For people who who don't know Israel or Israeli politics, everything is controversial in Israel. I mean, you can't cross the street without inspiring controversy, and given some Israeli drivers having some severe risks. But it's the head of Yesha, which is the organization of what people in America call settlers, the organization of that 500,000 people who live in Jewish communities over the Green Line. He's denouncing Netanyahu for betrayal, saying he's betrayed his most loyal and supportive voters. But I thought that there's one so-called settlement, and it isn't really. It's a suburb of Jerusalem, and it's a beautiful place. I have friends who live there, which is Efrat. Efrat is actually one of the nicest communities in all of Israel. And the mayor of Efrat, who is Oded Revivi, there are more than 9,000 people who have lived in Efrat, many of whom have lived there for 30 years, more. He said this year, the Israeli agreement to postpone the application of Israeli law in the Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria is a fair price of recognition, with the United Arab Emirates. And let us also recognize that Israel and the UAE have been working on financial projects together. They are now going to be cooperating more on combating the coronavirus throughout the Middle East. There is, honestly, unlimited opportunity to build economic and just person-to-person bridges, which is why this thing is so encouraging. Now, I don't know about President Trump getting the Nobel Peace Prize, as his own national security director suggested, but certainly this is a worthwhile achievement, which suggests that even in the midst of a campaign, you can go forward with something like this. And for establishing an embassy, by the way, when you read into this, the people from the United Arab Emirates, who, by the way, I don't believe they ever declared war on Israel. I don't believe they've ever recognized Israel even to that extent. There has not been a great deal of warfare between the UAE and the state of Israel. But now, with them becoming the third nation after Jordan and Egypt, Egypt first, then Jordan, to actually recognize, have diplomatic relations with Israel, the question would be, where would the United Arab Emirates put their embassy? And the foreign minister for the UAE, when asked that question, said, look, until there is the conclusion of final status agreement with the Palestinians about the status of Jerusalem, it won't be in Jerusalem. So they would put their embassy back in Tel Aviv, where most of the world's embassies are still located. Though there are a bunch of nations now that have followed the U.S. example set by President Trump of actually moving the embassy to Jerusalem. Not everybody in America is happy about this. Just as an indication of just how extreme some people on the Democratic side are, it's worth taking a look at our tweet of the day. The tweet of the day is actually, it's from Rashida Tlaib, who...
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
This from the congresswoman from Michigan, who is a total disgrace. She says, we won't be fooled by another Trump-Netanyahu deal. We won't celebrate Netanyahu for not stealing land he already controls in exchange for a sweetheart business deal. The heart of the issue has never been planned formal annexation, but ongoing devastating apartheid. And again, what this makes clear is she is not an advocate in any sense at all of some kind of peace agreement that involves recognition of Israel. Because that's what this is. This is not the United Arab Emirates never claimed any Israeli territory for themselves. What they are doing is saying, look, as long as Israel has agreed to suspend the idea of annexation, then and the foreign minister of the United Arab Emirates acknowledged as part of all this that, look, one of the reasons we are moving in this direction was because this was an opportunity to stop the annexation, to at least freeze it, delay it, and get the Israelis and the Palestinians back to negotiating. Which obviously Rashida Tlaib doesn't believe in, because Rashida Tlaib doesn't believe in a homeland for the Jewish people. And which is astonishing, but then again, I'm not sure she believes in the United States of America as it is currently organized, right? I mean, it's how pathetic we won't be fooled by another Trump-Netanyahu deal? First of all, this is a deal that the United States is, to the very best of my knowledge, not committed to anything except for facilitating further agreements, which it's very much worth putting forward. I do think that part of what this illustrates is the tremendous advantage that an incumbent always has in terms of a presidential campaign. Because if you compare these two press events today, there is the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris rushed, apparently, a stampede to come forward in favor of a mask mandate, which they haven't even specified what that would involve. And then you have President Trump announcing an agreement that is actually a significant step toward peace that I think that most of the world that isn't Rashida Tlaib will applaud and will look at in a very real way. Concerning the campaign, there's also Kamala Harris, and she actually refused to go to AIPAC, the American Israel Political Action Committee, this last year. But she had attended before. And what did she say that Rashida Tlaib won't particularly like? We will get to that and to much more, including another controversial tweet. This one by the President of the United States, a tweet about an invasion, not across the border, but of neighborhoods. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael MedVet Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds.
Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Peace agreement announced today, and it is a peace agreement. It's an agreement to provide for mutual recognition, and the condition for the state of Israel was delaying any annexation, at least temporarily suspending any annexation of territory on the west bank of the Jordan River in the Jordan Valley, and where Jewish communities have flourished, by the way, for about 30 or 40 years. The vice president, former Vice President Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee, has actually had some surprising words of support for President Trump on this, very much in contrast with Rashida Tlaib, who, by the way, made a big point of not endorsing Biden. I don't know if she's commented on Kamala Harris or not, but that's Rashida Tlaib out in her own little congressional caucus. And by the way, speaking of which, they did announce that, as we talked about yesterday, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, will get a minute to speak at the Democratic convention. But that's only a minute. She is going to be recording 60 seconds worth of pearls of wisdom for the Democrats that are going to be broadcast on Tuesday night of next week. Isn't that exciting? Biden praised the deal, and he also put it in context that he and Obama had hoped for the same kind of deal. Of course, they didn't achieve it. But he said, quote, "I personally spent time with leaders of both Israel and the United Arab Emirates during our administration, building the case for cooperation and broader engagement and the benefits it could deliver to both nations. And I am gratified by today's announcement." Everybody reasonably should be. I mentioned Kamala Harris, and I think one of the reasons she was sort of a safe choice for Joe Biden is she has not taken a particularly forceful position, either critical of Israel or standing in support of the Palestinian Authority or anything like that. There are Democrats who have, like Rashida Tlaib. She hasn't associated her with that. And I think it's worth actually playing some of the past statement that she made when she did attend the AIPAC meeting. And this is clip number 14, Jeremy, where Senator Harris was actually going to the America-Israel Political Action Committee, the AIPAC meeting in 2017. And she actually said some things that no one on the squad would endorse. Listen.
In the midst of uncertainty and turmoil, America's support for Israel's security must be rock solid. And as Iran continues to launch ballistic missiles, while it arms and funds its terrorist proxy Hezbollah, we must stand with Israel. As Hamas maintains its control of Gaza and fires rockets across Israel's southern border, we must stand with Israel. And as ISIS and civil war in Syria destabilize the region, displacing millions and threatening shared security interests, we must support all those affected by ongoing violence and terror, and we must stand with Israel.
Okay, that's Senator Harris in 2017, shortly after her election to the U.S. Senate. Has she been one of Israel's most conspicuous or energetic supporters? No. But she also doesn't have a record on the other side in the tradition of Rashida Tlaib or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Ilhan Omar. Speaking of the Kamala Harris nomination and President Trump's most controversial recent tweet, he was actually asked about that at his press briefing yesterday. He had sent out a tweet. This would be clip number, it's under 14 there, Jeremy, where President Trump was asked about his tweet saying that he had stopped an invasion of the suburbs. And he warned that if Biden were elected, there would be an invasion of the suburbs. And he had put a stop to that. And then he was asked to explain it, and he did. Listen.
You have sworn several times that if Joe Biden is elected president, that there will be an invasion in suburban neighborhoods. It's a sentiment that you expressed in the tweet again this morning. What exactly do you mean by invasion?
What I mean is people are going to become, they're going to be opening up areas of your neighborhood, which they're doing, and now they're going to do, they wanted to expand it, and they will expand it. If for any reason, they're going to, in my opinion, destroy suburbia. And just so you understand, 30% plus of the people living in suburbia are minorities. African American, Asian American, Hispanic American, they're minorities. 30%. The number's even higher. They say 35, but I like to cut it a little bit lower. You know why? That way I can never get myself in too much trouble with the fake news. But 30% plus are minorities living in suburbia. And when they go in and they want to change zoning so that you have lots of problems, where they want to build low-income housing, you want something where people can aspire to be there, not something where it gets hurt badly. And that's what happens. So with suburban women, suburban men, I think they feel very strongly about what I'm doing. It's a very fair question. It's a very important question. But they fought all their lives to be there. And then all of a sudden, they have something happen that changes their life and changes what they fought for.
Okay, and of course, this is being treated as some kind of a dog whistle. The tweet that has caused the most controversy recently is President Trump tweeted, "The suburban housewife will be voting for me. They want safety and are thrilled that I ended the long-running program where low-income housing would invade their neighborhood. Biden would reinstall it in a bigger form with Cory Booker in charge!" Exclamation point. Now, nobody knows what he has, some inside information about some job for Cory Booker in the future administration, but it is striking that he picks out one of only a handful of African-American senators. Right now in the U.S. Senate, there's Cory Booker, and there's, of course, the great Tim Scott, Republican of South Carolina, and there's Kamala Harris. So what's he talking about with Cory Booker in charge? By the way, he did spell Cory Booker's name incorrectly. But be that as it may, the idea, and it is a reasonable issue, that people are forced through federal pressure to overcome local zoning because people moving into a residential neighborhood who have invested and worked their whole lives to live in that neighborhood, whether those people are black or white or Asian or Latino, and President Trump is right that about 30% of people who now live in what is called suburbs are Asian, Latino, or black, and that they should be forced to accommodate low-income housing projects with all of the problems that are regularly associated with those housing projects. There are very few housing projects built with federal money in particular that you can point to and say, boy, that's a beautiful success. That really has been a terrific addition to any neighborhood. That has revitalized a city. One of the whole points about the famous book by Robert Caro about Robert Moses, who built all those housing projects in New York, is what a disastrous idea it is to tear down houses or shops or anything else to build public housing. Because neighborhoods have, under capitalism, an ability to grow organically and naturally. And then when government bigfoots it into the situation and tears everything down and replaces it with these shoeboxes on a lawn, it tends to be a disaster. When we come back, the war over masks and policy regarding COVID-19, and more on the reactions to the Harris selection. A disaster or a masterstroke? We'll talk about it in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.